What we'll be considering today is that the outer world of class only exists because its mirror inner world of class is crafted in us, in each one of us trapped in a class system. That consigning us to the role wage labor steals our voices, after which we've nothing else to say, although the need to speak authentically never goes away. And there's a lot packed into that sentence, which, you know, we gradually unpack as we go along. But how this whole process happens and what is meant by having nothing else to say, because that doesn't, you know, in terms of what we observe and feel in the day-to-day, that doesn't sound right. Of course, we've got lots to say. But when it comes to our inner truth, that's what she means by silencing, and I do too. We're not able to articulate our deepest feelings and frozen feelings and suppressed longings. De Tocqueville and Bentham saw this need of we the peoples to speak, to break out of powers' imposed constraints. And the French Revolution showed them this in spades, blades. Saw it would never cease. So the issue for both of them became how to control it, this ceaseless attempt. Both of them, and the current crop of global state statesmen as well, are in fundamental agreement. Control the thoughts we can think. To do which requires that we be tightly managed, i.e. requires closely monitoring and managing states. And particularly, they advise, don't give we the people the time or allow us the chance to provide each other mutual assistance, the primary necessary conditions that allow us to hear the earth speak. This body we walk around in is our most immediate manifestation of the earth. And its nature is inherently free. That's what we're meant to be. Power can have its way with us because we're cut off from our sisters and brothers and the earth. But cutting off other options is not development. You know, like we were asking, how in the world can we believe it when they tell us that this system develops us? No, on the contrary, that's soul death, the end of authentic creativity, fancy and whimsy, development of ourselves we do unbidden. It's the earth in us. Under compulsion, driven, what we do is hemmed in by limits, sapped by the energy sink of all our unanswered questions. And of course, this diminishment is accomplished by means of the wage work system, even controlling the means of thought dissemination by controlling the media and the education system is less primary than this. Because in controlling the former, what particular activities get funded, you control the latter. Nikola Tesla, on the other hand, worked in the opposite direction. Karl Popper's and Miklos's and Du Bois's and Bob's and Alice's and Zora's and Kropotkin's direction, greater openness, the open society. Nikola worked tirelessly for the day, and we are in that day when the technology would exist to allow our thought to blossom, and we could provide each other the mutual aid needed for a world and a global humanity premised on freedom. But obviously, power will ever resist this. That's our outer dilemma. But there's also the inner one. We want to be free of power's authority, but we're also full of fear. Fears power systematically fosters and manipulates. As we conclude anti-systemic movements, having in our process along the way, taking in this key insight of Emily Dickinson's: the outer from the inner derives its magnitude, 'tis duke or dwarf, according as is the central mood. We're going to be considering whether the story we slowly but surely are working our way out of is not capitalism but class, and that we succeed as we see it, see the story, and intervene in it consciously. We are embarking on a process of healing the species, and I'm talking those of us stuck in class. Power ain't conquered everybody yet. There's a lot of righteous indigenous folk, in particular earth-connected folk, who are just fine, thank you very much. And I'm sure tons of folk within the class system who have figured all this out and are have embraced their full selves. But generally speaking, because power has become global, is on the back of all of us globally now, it is a matter of healing the species through the arts. The arts in the sense of growing the soul, of granting permission for the true self to speak.